David Schaefer is a visual and sound artist working in sculpture, sound, performance, installation, and graphics. His work embodies aspects of language, sight, and architecture through the appropriation of modernist themes, cultural memory, and theory. His work is concerned with the intelligibility, translation, and structures of language and architecture, both spatial and linguistic. Schaefer has shown nationally and internationally and has received several public commissions. DSE is a platform created by David Schaefer for the production and dissemination of electronic noise, processed recordings, live signal manipulation, no input feedback, and sampled voice. This includes live sound performances, collaborations, programming events, sound transmission kiosks, and sculptures. Utilizing both analog and digital source material and processing techniques, DSE translates source material to emphasize an attack on the structural authority of intelligibility in language. Focusing on the decay and mutability of signal, DSE performs both improvisational and composed events and works. Schaefer's interest and pursuit of noise stem from John Cage's ideas of determinate and indeterminate structures for composition and performance, as well as other philosophical and theoretical foundations centered around the discourse of noise. Most recently, these interests were realized for Radio Break, an exhibition curated by the University of Southern California's MA Art and Curatorial Practices in the Public Sphere class of 2012, which presented 12 artist projects conveyed through low-power radio transmissions throughout Los Angeles. Recognizing the history of John Cage's compositions using radio and radio frequencies, including radio music from 1956, Schaefer's Cage Mix Static Age reconceived a selection of Cage's recordings through live electronic and processed improvisation that was amplified and transmitted for a public listening event. Static Age involved the selection and sampling of the imaginary landscape compositions numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 by John Cage from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. These compositions were digitally captured and placed one after the other in chronological order, and also layered in sequence on multiple tracks so that they are available for digital playback simultaneously. This formatting created a block of tracks both horizontally and folding in time, but also stacked vertically. There is something architectural about this, like a wall, but also a marker of space, a barrier. The sampled compositions were played back and electronically processed, while indeterminately performed through electronic effect processing. In this act of processing, the original Cage compositions were consumed and sonically experienced as one continuous sound work, literally producing a block of noise. Static noise, generally the unwanted, is in this situation the intentional and desired result for the radio listener. The conversion of Cage's compositions into noise, and the subsequent transmissions of those sounds into homes, cars, and personal stereos, recalls Cage's idea that music is a means of rapid transportation.